All right, Franca in Terrebonne. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. You're taking care of yourself on your way to work this morning?
Yes.
And you said you work for a first aid company, so it's actually a busy time for you right now.
Yes, correct.
All right. Well, Franca, we'd love for you to take Sam down. I have no doubt that you are smarter than him. You know how to play the game?
I do.
All right. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
What is the capital of Norway?
Pass.
Buttercup and Wesley are the couple from what movie?
Pass.
What country has a town named Marathon after which the race was named?
I'm gonna say New York.
Okay. What is Harry Potter's owl's name?
Oh my god. Pass.
What body part is the Great Sphinx of Giza missing?
Oh my god. Pass.
Oh, there's the buzzer. All right.
Wow.
What was your answer there?
I didn't have an answer.
Oh, you didn't have one. She didn't have one. All right, we're going to bring Sam in from his isolated booth. He's listening to Britney Spears, who said, by the way, if you'd like, she's going to share one new yoga pose every day on her Instagram with us.
Already signed up.
Good. Nice of her. It's nice of her. She said she wanted to do that for all the women, men, and children of the world.
Great. We'll take it.
All right, you're taking on Franca in Terrebonne this morning.
Okay, Franca, here comes the pain.
Oh, I don't know. These are some tough questions. I think they're going to be tough for you, Sam.
I'll be the judge. Thank you.
All right, well then, Sam, what is the capital of Norway, please, if you would?
Oslo.
Buttercup and Wesley are the couple from what movie?
I pass.
What country has a town named Marathon after which the race was named?
I think it's Greece.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
What is Harry Potter's owl's name?
I can't. I passed.
What body part is the Great Sphinx of Giza missing?
Oh, I think they're missing many. I know the ear, one of the ears for sure.
You think so?
Yeah.
You sure?
Not sure. Fairly certain.
All right, let's see how you guys made out this morning. The capital of Norway is?
Oslo.
Oslo, you were correct. Nice. On that one. Buttercup and Wesley are the couple from what movie? The answer is The Princess Bride. Neither one of you were correct on that one. What country has a town named Marathon after which the race was named? It's Greece. I only would have got that because of souvlaki.
Good enough.
That's where my brain would have went. Marathon's souvlaki. Okay, Sam was correct on that one. What is Harry Potter's owl's name? It is Hedwig, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Kim Kieran, our resident Harry Potter expert.
She's screaming in here,
yeah,
Sam. Screaming.
Sorry.
She is a big pothead. I mean, Potterhead.
Potterhead.
I'm the pothead. She's a Potterhead.
Okay. And the last question, what body part is the Great Sphinx of Giza missing? The answer would be nose, actually.
Yeah, I was a bit tossed up between that nose and
I'm seeing
ear.
The ears are intact.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe they're restored ears?
No, okay. I don't know. I know they don't have a nose. So, unfortunately, Franca, that makes Sam a winner, but it's not anything he should really be too proud of.
All right.
Okay. We love you, Franca. Try again, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Be safe. Take care of yourself. Bye. Okay, bye.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't that proud of it, but...
We just got a text that that was brutal. I'm sorry.
It's because you got me thinking about Marathon souvlakis off the top, and then I couldn't get them out of my head. Distracting me.
All right, we've got some cash to give away on our text line. It's $100.
A lot of money. Text souvlaki.
Okay, you can text souvlaki for your chance to win $100 in cash, okay? On the way, going to hear from Tayo Cruz, Dynamite. And if you think $100 is a lot of money,
whoa,
what do you think about $50 an hour?
Even better.
Up to $600 a day.
A lot of money.
That's what you can win with the Beats Payroll Payout. We've got your next chance to get in on it coming up at 7:20, okay? So hang on for that.